For WBAI New York and WPFW Washington, I'm Linda Perry with an update on the horrific school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. That's where a gunman killed at least 21 people, 19 of them children, on Tuesday. This occurred at Robb Elementary School with third and fourth grade students in attendance in Uvalde, Texas, a heavily Latino community with deep Mexican-American roots and history, about 85 miles west of San Antonio. The town has a population of about 15,000-16,000. The median household income is $42,000, with one in five living below the poverty line. Picturesque Old West buildings line its main drag. It's surrounded by diverse terrain, hill country, and river canyons, with brushland to the south and desert to the west. The shooter, who was shot dead by law enforcement, has been identified as Salvador Ramos, who just turned 18. Ramos bought his guns legally days before the attack and soon after his 18th birthday. He bought one AR-style rifle from a federally licensed gun dealer in the Uvalde area on May 17th. The next day, he bought 375 rounds of ammunition and bought a second rifle on May 20th. Officers recovered one of the rifles from Ramos's truck, and the other was found in the school, according to a briefing by law enforcement. He dropped a backpack with several magazines full of ammunition near the entrance of the school, and he was wearing a body armor-style vest. The shooting was the deadliest mass shooting since a gunman killed 20 children and 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. The shooting was the deadliest mass shooting since a gunman killed 20 children and 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. This was almost a decade ago. Connecticut U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, who came to Congress representing Sandy Hook, begged his colleagues to finally pass legislation that addresses the nation's continuing gun violence problem.
What are we doing? There have been more mass shootings than days in the year. Our kids are living in fear every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing? Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority, if your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing? What are we doing? Why are you here? If not to solve a problem as existential as this.
During his impassioned speech on the Senate floor on Tuesday, he said hearts in his state, where 26 school children and educators were killed a decade ago, are breaking for the families in Texas. Joseph Capo, president of the Texas AFT and a former board member of Houston Schools, called for legislation that addresses some of the most basic requirements for ensuring that unstable people don't take the lives of children and teachers. After the shooting, President Joe Biden said, "I am sick and tired of it. We have to act." A report released from Harris County, which is about a four-hour drive from Uvalde, shows a sharp increase in gun deaths. This since Texas weakened common sense gun laws in August of 2021. The state now allows people to carry loaded handguns in public with no background checks and no safety training. Texas Judge Lena Hidalgo released the report in advance of the NRA meeting scheduled for Houston later this week. She said guns are tearing our community apart. After the massacre in Uvalde, U.S. Representative from Texas Sheila Jackson Lee called on the National Rifle Association to cancel its convention, joining others who said it's not the time. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer took to the Senate floor today to call out the Republicans' decade-long opposition to gun control legislation. He said maybe the thought of putting yourself in the shoes of these parents instead of in the arms of the NRA might let you wriggle free from the vice-like grip of the NRA to act on even a simple measure. Linda Perry for WBAI New York and WPFW Washington. Thanks for listening.